Welcome back to Casino Hustle, hosted by K. So, remember when I told you in the last episode about how you got to use ad-libs and then just running tickets, you can get money and they would look out for you on certain things. But this particular time, I worked a late night shift and I got off late. And I usually don't swing by the casino at those hours and times, like after 8 and 9 o'clock. I don't, not more or less, not even 12 or 1 o'clock. I don't never do that, right? But this particular time, I didn't know that the later you go, the more sponsors come out and the heavy hitters come out. I didn't know this because I never stayed that late. So this particular time, I get off work late and I'm debating, should I go by the casino or should I just go home? I end up going home. So I went home. And so when I went home, I said, man, there ain't nothing to do. I said, let me just swing by there and see what be happening around this time. So I ended up, I put on some different clothes, took a shower, and I just went up there. You know, I didn't want to go with my work uniform or anything like that. So I just went up there. So I went to the casino and it was packed, people dancing, people drinking and all type of stuff. And there was one, and all my other sponsors, hey man, I ain't never seen you out this late. Like the sponsors I see in the afternoon, they be there late night too. They come late. I'm like, man, look all this. In my mind, I'm like, man, there's money in here. I could make money. I ain't bring nothing with me. I ain't bring no money with me because I say I'm not going to be gambling when I know I'm getting money from my sponsors and stuff like that. But sometimes it's good to bring money to start it off because you don't want to just go to like you just empty handed all the time, or most of the time. So I ended up running into a couple of sponsors and they were like, here you go, man, here you go, $10. I've been winning. I'm like, wow. I said, yeah, man, they go $20. And as soon as I get $20 on another, I see another sponsor on another table. Oh, man, I ain't knew you come out this time. He'll throw me $40. I'm like, man, money just falling out of the sky. And I ain't even did anything. And then I saw this Spanish dude that I'd never seen before. He was about 6'2", probably like 245, 300 pounds. And he looked so intimidating. Looked like he don't want nobody near him. Don't even come by him. It's just the way he looked, his demeanor. And then I'm like, man, I said, this guy here. And you can see that he's losing, winning, losing. And to me, as a casino hustler, and the one that, and I know about these games and stuff, and I know how to read, I kind of know how to read people's vibes. I said, man, this guy, man, just need a little help. Because I knew my other sponsors, they was okay. They was okay. And my other sponsors, they was with their wives. And when they have their wives or girlfriends or significant others, I don't want to associate myself with them there because that's like personal time. That's, I respect my sponsors. That's like personal time. When I see them, that mean that they came out together. They wanted to, what you call them, and the last person they need is me right now saying, hey, pick up and hey, man, get your money. Even though it doesn't matter, but I like to give people their respect. And I mean, they privacy, I should say. They privacy, so I wouldn't be around them. But when I came in, they was giving me money. I could have stood around, but I still recognized the situation. I seen what they significant other. Right? So I don't indulge. I just rather just go on off and do what I was doing. So I'm like, man, there's a lot of people here. So to get back on the story with the Spanish guy, so he's there, he's gambling. And I just started like I was three seats away from him, but like on the side of the machine, just observing his play. And I started, and I never forget the name on his shirt. It was Fun in the Sun. I said, man. I said, hola, Bobby, Fun in the Sun. And man, he just got so excited. Yeah, Bobby, yeah, Fun in the Sun. He won. And I kind of knew when a dealer bust or when they had a hand. So, but he don't know this, and a lot of people don't know. They just play the game just to play. But when you play it a lot, you start seeing a little things that the dealers do to know when they bust or when they have a hand or when they're going to blackjack and stuff like that. These are some of the tricks I picked up along the way. And I was pretty good at it, right? So I'm like, hey, Bobby, so afraid to deal a bus. And then he was like, he was so excited. How you know that? How you know that? So the guy had no one, like, let's say $1,400. He said, hey, Poppy, come with me. So mind you, I know little Spanish and I know he know little English, but we vibing together, you know, we vibing. So we go to the cashier, the man give me $100. I'm like, wow. So I just met this guy, but I know things like this happen, but I just met him. I mean, he's a Latin guy, he's barely speaking English, I'm barely speaking Spanish, but we vibing together. He know a little bit of English, I know a little bit of Spanish, so he come back. He repeat the process. He get more money, and I mean, with the money, he wins again. He wins again. Every time he cash out, he wins again. We go again, he cash out to give me another 100. So that's $200. And I got 240, and I just walked into the building. Literally, just walked into the building, literally. Like, I've been there like 20 or 30 minutes. And this is at 12, and I never come this late to a casino. I never even did it. But it was so, it was like mind-blowing. I couldn't believe what was happening. I said, man, this happened at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. This people come back out again. When I think that it'd be over during the daytime, it's really just beginning because they come out later. Your original sponsors and new sponsors would come. Or you can introduce yourself and get to know. So back to the story. So the guy cash out $1,200. We vibing and I'm telling me to deal a buzz, Poppy, pick up and oh, comida, let's eat. You know, I'm using all my ad-libs I can use in Spanish and English, right? So he's cashing out. I get another 100. Now, guess what time it is now? Now it's almost 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm still there. I don't have to go to work though, but I'm still there. And I said, you know what? I said, Poppy, suavecito. I told him, Poppy, suavecito. Me go to the baño, un momento. So I'm letting them know that I'm going to the restroom. I'll be there in a minute. Take it easy. So I go to the bathroom to go do my count up. See how much money I have. So I count. I'm up to almost $1,400. I'm up to $1,400 just hanging out with this guy. He cashing out, giving me $100, cashing out, giving me $100, giving me $100, and I'm cashing out for him. I'm a runner, cashing out with him, keeping him gambling, telling him when to hit, telling him when to split. Poppy, take out the ticket, go cash. You know, I'm helping him because I don't want to see. The last thing you want is for your sponsor to lose all the money that he's winning and is on your watch. That's the last thing, because you're going to feel bad. And I just knew the guy. He's just a great guy. Fun in the sun. I never forget it. So $1,400 I got so far. So now it's two guys that I know that usually be in the daytime. These two guys, they play poker all the time. Young guys. They're probably like 20, 19 years old at the time. Or probably 20, 23 at the time. I don't know. But they was young guys, and I liked that they vibe, right? So they were like, hey, Suge. They used to call me Suge, too. Suge. Like I really wanted that name, Suge, from Death Row. I don't want that name, because it ain't like I'm out here jacking people up for money or nothing like that. They were like, man, I know you got it, man. I need $20 to get back on the poker table. I said, man, they still playing poker at this time of the night? I said, yeah, man, it's open 24 hours, man. They playing poker. I said, man, listen, meet me in the bathroom. So they... Now, I told the guy I was coming back, but I ain't come back yet. So, because them guys saw me and they started, you know, asking me for money. I said, hey, okay, man, no problem. I said, meet me in the bathroom. So I gave both of them $40 a piece. They said, man, Suge, man, God, man, you're a blessing, man. So they go back to the poker table. Now, I'm thinking I'm done with them guys, right? So I'll go back to my guy. He's going and going and going. And me, personally, when you're a hustler out here, and when you're hustling at the table at the casino and you're helping people win on the game, they give you money and stuff. When other people come around, you can't get upset because other people come around and they trying to get money from this guy too. Because if you tell a guy, hey, don't give them guys nothing, man, you don't know them. I can't do that. If he tell him he ain't going to give him nothing and that's that, that's on him. That's his money. He can do that. But I'm not going to help him, convince him to say, don't give these guys nothing, because that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Because some people be needing gas money. Some people be needing food. Some people be needing Pampers. Some people be needing all type of stuff. But what I'm not going to do is let nobody rob him or do some stuff like that. I can't do that because it's like he's under my watch now. And although we're in the casino and stuff like that, I got to make sure things are, you know, accordingly. And I left him in a good space where he got out of there and everybody got home safe and stuff like that. Not saying that things like that happen. I'm just saying. Because you never know who's watching. You never know who the bad people are. So, these guys come back. And I'm still with the guy. They're like, oh, man. Sugar, I know you got the money, man. Come on, man. I said, man, calm down. Because the guy, he don't understand English that well. But I'm telling him, relax. I'm telling them to relax in English. And I don't know if he know what I'm saying or not, but I'm telling him, hey, man, relax. Yeah, calm down. I got you to relax. And I'm telling them, nah, man, don't, you know, just chill. I got this, whatever. So I'm helping the guy. So all of a sudden, the Spanish guy, he gets like a frown on his face. And now that I look back, it was because he betted a $400 bet in a deal of blackjack. And when the dealer blackjacked the money, like won the money, he looked at those two guys and he holler, who are you? And when I saw that, and that's the last thing you want is commotion. I say, Bobby. He looked at me. I say, them are my amigos. Like that. I said, them are my amigos. No problema. Good people. And he's, oh, okay. Bobby, okay. I don't like, you know, too many people. I said, no, them my amigos. Me poppies, me friends and all that kind of thing. He said, oh, okay, no problema. So he betted again that money, and then he won. He kept winning. Then again, he cashed out, I got him to cash out. He cashed out, 4,000, right? So he come back, he say, hey, Poppy, I'm going to give you, I don't know how to say the 400, but I know he gave me $400. I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but he said, Poppy, I'm going to give you whatever. And he gave me $400. And then he say, your amigo, 20, 20. I know what 20 mean. That means $20. So when we came back, I gave him $20. I said, hey, this is from Bobby, $20. I say, what, y'all go back and play poker. No, they closed, man. Poker is out. There's no more poker. They that was the last round. They closed at 3 or something in the morning, or probably 5 or 6. I don't know, cause it was late. Probably like 4 something in the morning they closed, right? So I'm there with him, and the guy still won't go home. So now I'm getting nervous, because when I go do my timeout and I tell Poppy, take it easy, I go do my timeout and go back to the bathroom, I'm up almost $25, almost $3,000, and I came in with nothing, literally hands. Came in with hands, no money, no nothing. And not that I didn't have money, I could have went to the ATM and got money, but I got almost close to $3,000. Just rocking with Poppy. Just imagine what Poppy, what I got Poppy cashing out. He cashing out big money. And then I'm giving these guys $20 and $40 because they want to play poker. You understand? And Poppy said, my sponsor, Poppy, Fun in the Sun. Fun in the Sun, I never forget this guy. Fun in the Sun, he told me, no, I say, Poppy, it's getting late. I'm trying to get him to go. I say, Poppy, that's enough. Enough dinero, Poppy. That's it. Finito. That's enough. Let's go para la casa, relajate, and come back hasta mañana. Come back tomorrow, Poppy. That's enough. But now, okay. He telling me, okay. One more hand. Every time he said one more hand, he won again. A $200 bet, he will win. A $400 bet, he will win. I said, Poppy, cash out. That's enough. Cash out. Because now, it's like, I don't know if anyone ever witnessed when you're getting money so fast and you are even finding money. You get nervous, like, what? How this happening? All this money keep coming. Like, I mean, it just kept, I mean, I had this money that I didn't even have to bust a sweat. I didn't even bust a sweat for this money. It's like hustling, money just dropping out of the sky. And this guy just giving it to me like freely. And I, at some point, I had to tell Poppy, no, Poppy, that's enough, Poppy. No problem, my Poppy. Go ahead, let's take it on. He force it. I tell him no, he will force it on me. No, Poppy, you my friend, you my amigo. He give me 100 again, 100 again. So it's 6 o'clock. So I say, Poppy, that's it. So I said, man, I can't be here all day. So I told him, I said, Poppy, this is it, Poppy. This is the last bet. He bet the $300. He pushed. So he didn't lose. He didn't win. So I collect the ticket. I give him the ticket. We go. And then I'm searching my, because we supposed to cash out another ticket, right? But I had the ticket. He let me hold the ticket. I'm holding the ticket. It's a $1,600 ticket. Now, we just pushed the $300, right? So we walking, going back to the back to cash it, because we had to go to the back to cash because he wanted to get some change to get to these guys. These guys wouldn't leave that I know, right? They wouldn't leave. So we walking to the back. So he gives, he said, hey, I said, hey, Bobby, you go, I'm digging in my jacket. And I said, oh, we'll go to $1,600 ticket immediately. Something tell me, man, keep the ticket. He don't know. But I can't do that because my conscience is not right. You got to be good with your sponsors. Now, anybody else, they probably would have took it. I can't do it. I wouldn't do that because then karma going to come on me. So I said, you know what? Poppy, look, we forgot to catch this. His eyes got so big and so happy. He said, oh, my God. So we cash it out. And guess what? He give me the $300 ticket. You see how karma work? When you're out there and you're doing things the right way, and you're believing in your sponsors, and you're being truthful to them, good things happen to you. You understand? So this segment, I got him out. He was happy. Fun in the sun, I never forget him. And those two other guys, man, I wish them well, too. Them guys were some great cats, man. They was awesome. But at the same time, I will not reveal their name, but they were some great guys. They everybody went home with a couple of dollars, and this guy was a great guy. So, like I say, I never knew things can happen like that after 12 o'clock that the casino be booming. I never knew that. And the sponsors that I had from in the evening, like afternoon time, I didn't know they'd come back later. I think that, okay, this is it. I don't have to, what you call them? I could just go home. I made what I need to make. But if I was staying late, I'd be making twice as much. Because people come out, the big rollers come out, and they be betting big. You understand? But next episode, thank you for listening to K-Hustle Podcast.